everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you Escape.
Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Dangerous country, riding to stake your claim, while the man who follows you, without conscience or fear, is waiting for the moment when he will stop you with a bullet in the heart.
Listen now as transcribed, Escape brings you William J. Radcliffe's exciting story, The Notebook.
About a week ago, after we broke camp and headed for the little town of Deadwood.
You see way over there, Robbie? Over there, way over there, them's old volcanoes. Injuns around here say their folks of spirits live there. About 20 miles or so that way is the trading post.
Hey, maybe we can file our claim there.
No, have to make Deadwood for that. Hold up, Robbie.
What's wrong? Oh. What do we do?
I don't know. Stand steady, I guess. When I say it, head for them rocks and move fast.
And we better wait.
Or scatter.
You all right, Matt?
Yeah. Tore my doggone pants.
The same guy, ain't it?
Yeah, same guy. Whiskers and all.
I sure like to give him a shave.
From ear to ear. Let's see about getting our rifles. Jenny! Oh, girl! Here! Come here, girl! Oh, Jenny! Come back here, you fool! Come back here!
Matt, get down! Get down, he'll see you!
Ornery critter, ain't you? You're almost as bad as some people I've known.
If we get across that ravine, we can back trail out of here.
Yeah. All right, get going.
No, wait. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Throw your hat the other way and draw his fire.
Good idea. Come on, let's go!
No. Watch them rocks.
I'm watching. I'm watching. Keep moving.
Yeah. This way over here.
I'm coming. Head into them woods.
I see the burrow.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Whoa up there, you carnation fool. Whoa.
Easy, Jenny, now. Easy. Easy, girl. Easy, girl. I got the rifle, Mac.
Cool. Now. Let's get that bushwhacking polecat.
Wait. Now, look.
Yeah. He's lighting out.
Yeah. He's tried it twice now. Reckon he'll try again?
Yeah, he wants that gold pretty bad.
And so do I.
Would you kill for it, Robbie?
It's an awful lot of gold, Mac.
Would you kill for it?
I don't know. Maybe. I can't say. We We made a dry camp that night and cooked early so we could douse the fire before dark. We took turns watching and sleeping, but nothing happened. Next afternoon late, we got to Deadwood, a dirty town of mud shacks and old cabins. Half-naked Injun kids kicked the dry dust round us begging for smokes. The half-breeds and whites just stared at us. Some town, huh?
Yeah. It's a wild one, all right.
Beats me how they make a living.
Oh, sheep mostly.
Yeah.
Trading the Indians. Robbie, you see that there tree?
Yeah.
You know, I see the fella get hanged there once.
Oh?
Yep. Hauled him up like a sack of wheat. Choked him down. Terrible. I'll never forget it.
What'd he do? Kill somebody?
No. A bunch of guys just got drunk and wanted a hanging. He just happened to be there. Well, let's go across to that saloon, Robbie. I got me a thirst.
Well, I guess we can afford one.
Only one?
Bottle, I mean.
Oh, yes, sirree, Robbie. That'll do it.
What'll it be, gents?
A bottle of whiskey.
I'll stick to beer.
Okay.
Oh, Robbie, I still think you ought to... Robbie.
What?
That third guy.
Huh?
Into the bar. It's his or is it?
Fella.
Huh?
I've been looking for you.
What? What?
Nope.
Nah.
I shouldn't have talked about our gold claim back in Deadwood.
Mac, for 2 days now, you've been doing nothing but talk about it. Now, forget it.
It'd been all right if we'd found an office there to stake our claim.
How far we come?
Oh, about 3 miles, I reckon. We'll get back to the Gallo by nightfall, make Silvertown tomorrow, maybe. Hold up a minute, Robbie.
Well, you're tired?
Oh, no. Listen.
Well?
No. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm just listening. Did you hear that owl?
Yeah.
Remember hearing it a ways back?
Yeah, I guess. What's wrong with the owl hooting?
Generally, wild animals only squawk when something bothers them. I don't know. It's kind of peculiar. Let's keep moving.
Right. Come on, Jim. Big for crows.
Sure are. Ever eat a crow stew?
Crow stew?
Sure, it's pretty good. Especially when you're gosh darn hungry. Hey, Robbie, see them tracks?
Yeah, been noticing them. Yeah, they look like dog tracks.
Sort of. It's a wolf pack. Tracks about a day old. Oh, lots of them around here. Oh, they're mean devils. Oh, let's get back into them rocks.
What for?
Come on. Eating again.
So?
So? Sit tight and listen.
Mac, you flew away.
Yeah, sure did. Robbie, we're being followed.
I hope it's Whiskers.
Get the rifles.
Yeah, I will. I can give you an answer now.
We will return to Escape in just a moment. But first, wood for your home, water in the faucet, the newspaper on the front porch every day. Behind all of these taken-for-granted items of everyday life are America's forests. Whenever a forest burns, those things are being destroyed, and we ourselves are destroying them, because 9/10 of all forest fires are man-made. Let's stop this needless destruction, and be careful of fire in forest areas. And now, back to Escape.
Thank you.
We'd come 30 miles from Deadwood. I kept thinking, if we'd been able to stake our claim there, we wouldn't be waiting behind rocks, waiting for the two guys who made shadows in the clump of pines as they came riding through on their horses.
You're a pretty good shot, ain't you, Robbie?
I can handle it.
I'll just be nice and easy.
Yeah.
We'll cover them first and see what they're up to.
The gold, Mac. That's what they want.
I reckon. It's funny about gold, Robbie. A body near kills yourself a grubbing and a sweating for it. And then starts killing others just to keep it.
Yeah. But it's a pile of gold, Mac.
You guys.
What's the idea?
What are you following us for?
Open country, isn't it?
Now get off them horses, the both of you. Robbie, go get their guns.
Right.
Look out, Robbie. Oh, Max.
Max. Max. Easy now. Easy, Max. Where'd he get you?
Take it easy, Mike. Take it easy here. Let's see what looks like.
It's pretty bad.
I'll see now. Oh, man, I gotta stop the blood.
Oh, Jenny, Jenny,
come back! Jenny, come back here!
You all right, Robbie?
Yeah.
My burrow get away?
Yeah.
Here, give me my rifle.
Now, Mac, just lay still. Easy. Mac, I'm going over behind those rocks and talk back to that guy. Now, don't you move.
Don't take a chance.
Yeah. You got whiskers. But easy now. Easy, Mac. You're breathing hard.
It hurts bad.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's some water for you.
No.
Easy, Mac. Come on now. Drink it.
Guy's tailing out, Mac.
Robbie.
Yeah, I'm here, Mac.
You know where we are.
Sure. I know.
Get home, all right?
Yeah. We'll get home. Mac on the bluff there,
and piled heavy stones on his grave. I stood there for a long time after I'd said the prayer. After a while, I left him and hunted for the burrow. Late afternoon, when I found her back up the trail, I found what was left of her after the wolf pack pulled her down. I went back to the river and made camp for the night. And that's where he found me.
Stand right still, Miss Hudson.
Huh? What?
Just don't move.
It's you.
Yeah, it's me. Get over there. Now, where's your rifle?
Yeah. On the blanket.
I'm hungry. Where's your grub?
Oh, it's in the canvas there.
Never mind. I'll help myself.
You better go easy. It's all there is.
Shut up!
Oh, well, that food's got to last till we get back.
You ain't getting back. But where's the gold?
There is no gold.
Don't give me that. I said, where is it?
Made my blood run cold. The big guy went nuts, I guess. All of a sudden, he started yelling crazy things and running. I heard him pound along the river bed and splash into the water, and then he was gone. I piled sagebrush and wood on fire and stood in its light and tried not to hear the agonized sounds of the horses. The wolves got him. They left sometime in the night, but the morning was long coming. Then I saw what was left of the horse and took sick to my stomach. I got what gear there was and rolled it in a pack. I had 3 shells left for the rifle.
followed the river down through the gorge. I guess I'd gone, about a mile. There he was.
Drop your rifle! Drop it! Now come here! Up here, you fool! Hurry up!
Well?
Yeah, that's close enough.
You hurt, huh?
Throw me your canteen. Water. I want water, you fool. This is empty.
I know it.
I told you I want water.
I've been following this stream. There's no use carrying water. You want some? I'll get it for you.
No. Don't move.
Are you hurt?
My leg. It's broke.
You want me to look at it?
See this rifle?
I see it.
You try something, you're dead.
Let's see the leg.
No. Get away from me! You hear me?
Now listen, listen to me. You want me to help you, then put down that rifle.
How stupid you think I am?
Plenty stupid.
Shut up! Now do like I tell you. Cut them two saplings off there. Make an engine litter out of that blanket.
Oh, fella, I can't drag you that far.
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh? Then what? Miles nowhere. Alone, can't walk. That wolf pack's still around. I reckon there's been enough, Jim. What's your name?
Morris. Jack Morris.
Let me see your leg.
Yeah. Hey, I'll look at it.
Yeah, it's a bad one. Real bad.
Hold me up.
He passed out then, and I tried to set his leg. It was all swelled up and bloody. I did the best I could and then hauled him up the hill to his cave. That was 4 days ago. I kept the fire going, made him easy as I could, and I put these words down in my notebook. Last night, the wolf pack found us. I built up the fire at the front of the cave, and they stayed back, howling. They're still there this morning, 7 of them. But I can't kill any more. Got no shells left. Morris died a few minutes ago. There's no more wood. The fire's low. It'll be gone soon.
Transcribed under the direction of Anthony Ellis, Escape has brought you The Notebook by William J. Radcliffe, starring John Daner as Robbie, Joseph Kearns as Mac, and William Conrad as Jack Morris. The special music for Escape is composed and directed by Leith Stevens. Next week.
You are alone in a giant forest, seeking a way of escape, while around you, gaining with your every step, the relentless enemy, which is fire, is closing in from every side. Until there will be only one way out, and that way is death.
So listen next week when Escape brings you Anthony Ellis's exciting story, The Red Forest. tonight in most of these same CBS radio stations, listen for another dramatic hit from Screenland on the Lux Summer Theater. Every Monday night, CBS Radio invites you to enjoy your favorite Hollywood stars in arresting comedies, dramas, and mysteries. Full-hour productions throughout the warm weather months on the Lux Summer Theater. This is Roy Rowan speaking.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.